smash the public sector pay freeze and campaign for a real living wage. Dave Simple, PCS union rep, personal capacity. Low pay is something normally associated with call centers, care work or retail jobs. Yet last year, a PCS civil servants union survey among Scottish government workers indicated significant numbers relying on payday alone companies and even using food banks, with 20% in debt by £5,000 or more. Cap. The Scottish government has adhered to the 1% pay cap imposed by the Tories, which is a real terms cut of at least 2% a year, for the next 4 years. Following years of austerity, the overall cut to wage bills, since 2008, has already been 20%. On top of this, there is a range of hidden attacks, like the planned increase in employee national insurance contributions from April. The cost to workers will be an average 1.4% of their wages, instantly wiping out the 1% pay rise. The cost will be disproportionate for those on lower salaries. This rise in national insurance contributions is to fund the government's flagship new state pension, which will raise the basic pension amount, but wipe out a lot of the extra components that millions of workers will be counting on in retirement. Meanwhile, the shockingly low civil servants' pay is subsidized by the benefits system. When universal credit replaces working tax credit, 40% of those administering the scheme will be eligible to claim it. Wages for lower civil service grades are only a few pence above the national minimum wage. Low pay in the civil service also disproportionately impacts women. 70% of staff are women in the Department for Work and Pensions (DWP), one of the lowest paid areas of the public sector. Socialist-led union PCS has fought hard against all of this. Museum workers have been on strike over pay, along with staff in other departments such as the Driving and Vehicle Licensing Agency and the Natural Environment Research Council. Concessions won from employers show that a fighting, democratic union can get results, like the 23% one for cleaners and caterers at the Department for Education, or the 15% one from outsourcing firm Maximus. In DWP, a magnificent campaign to put pressure on the employer has resulted in talks about breaking the 1% pay cap. Workers are defiantly opposed to Tory pay austerity. Their constant willingness to organize and fight back against low pay is an embarrassment to leaders like Francis O'Grady, General Secretary of the Trade Union Congress, who recently said that our rights at work depend on membership of the EU. Leaders. Some working class people fear that this is true, but only because of the passivity of the leaders of the bigger unions, despite all their fine words in October 2014 when 500,000 workers joined the Britain Needs a Pay Rise demonstration. If called upon to fight against low pay in a determined national campaign, millions of workers would respond. Frustrated by the inertia of union leaders, workers have cast around for other means to fight back. The huge vote for the Scottish National Party in May 2015, because they hinted at anti-austerity policies, reflects this, and secured, after pressure from the unions, a declaration that the Scottish government would be the first living wage government. This shows the explosive potential for a serious campaign by trade unions, especially if combined with the offer of a real political alternative at the ballot box.